Dreamscape presents Owl's Well That Ends Well by Donna Andrews, narrated by Bernadette Dunn. Chapter 1. When the doorbell rang, I stumbled to the still dark window and poured a bucket of water where the front porch roof would have been if it hadn't blown away in a thunderstorm 2 weeks ago.
Urgh!
Screamed our visitor. A male voice for a change. Ignoring the curses from below, I poured another gallon jug of water into the bucket, added a scoop of ice cubes from the cooler, and stationed it by the window before crawling back into the sleeping bag.
I have an idea, Michael said, poking his head out from under his pillow. Next time, let's just hire someone to do this.
There won't be a next time, I said. We are never ever having another yard sale.
Works for me, Michael said, disappearing under the pillow again.
Within 30 seconds, I heard the gentle, not quite snores that told me he was fast asleep. A point in Michael's favor, the non-snoring. The list was long on points in Michael's favor and very short on flaws. Not that I normally keep ledgers on people, but I suspected that after several years together, Michael was tiring of my commitment phobia and working up to a serious talk about the M-word. And no matter how much I liked the idea of spending the rest of my life with Michael, the M-word still made me nervous. I'd begun making my mental list of his good points to diffuse my admittedly irrational anxiety. Not something I needed to worry about right now. Now, I needed to sleep. I settled back and tried to follow Michael's example, but I didn't.